Welcome everybody, Shir number 1458. We're learning today Lil Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lil Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafur Shalema, Rafal Avram Nisanel Ben Mashaliba, Shtakav Rafur Shalema Psech Shachol Yisrael. Okay, we sort of finished Hachana. There's some more to go. Obviously, things come up here and there, as they do, if they do, when they do, we will discuss it as we go along. I just want to, since we're on Hachana a little bit, I did mention we want to go into the halachas of Kriya V'Dibur, where you could read, where you could talk about on Shabbos, the Isra V'Dabadavim, M'mtsechevzcha, how that works a little from Sefer Klal. And before I do that, since we are on Hachana and a few of these halachas of Hachana in conjunction with the Talis, possibly certain areas do cross a little bit over to the halachas of folding items on Shabbos, especially a Talis, the famous Shailud, could I fold my Talis on the lines, off the lines? Is it considered the preparation for the week? Is it considered Tikkun Mana? And the Isra of Kippul Begadim in general, we didn't really cover. We covered a little bit, but just to get into it a little bit more, somebody has a pair of pants, right? I take off my pants at night, and there's no Hachana involved. There's no preparation for the week, but do I have to put my pants over the chair, like? Or could I, like, hang them up and, you know, hang them up on a hanger on the line, right? And fold them on the line nicely on the hanger so they shouldn't get creased up. Is that a problem? And I'm doing it, I'm not preparing for the week, and I'm doing it so they should stay nice. Why should I put it down in the way, case in time, where they'll get wrinkled up? Or do I have to, like, fold them nicely over a chair, not on the line, but they'll stay nice, but not on a hanger on the crease, on the pants, you know, down the front of the crease of the pants and so on. Same thing with other items. Women's clothing, I mentioned in the past many times that we've been in the dry cleaning business many, many years. In general, the women's clothing don't have that many creases, like blouses and skirts and these type of things. They're not supposed to anyways. And dry cleaners that put creases in the blouses and the sleeves, not supposed to be doing that, but be it as it may, so a woman's clothing in general doesn't have too many creases. It comes up more, a little bit more, in conjunction with man's clothing, like we said, a talis, a pair of pants, and these type of things, whereby the crease is sharp and a person wants to keep it sharp. Now, it does come up, the folding does come up in conjunction with a tablecloth and stuff like that. So we'll see how that applies. We'll try and get into it a little bit and see some of the ins and outs. Now, the question is, everybody has many times on the talus, right? Like we said, I take off my talus. Could I fold it? Could I not fold it? Could I fold it not on the lines? Is it called preparing for the week? Right? I'm not going to be wearing my talus anymore. I just took it off, right? We spoke about it in reference to taking it home in a case in time where there's an area. So, okay, so over there, Rav Moshe, we saw Tshuva Igris Moshe was a little bit more makel as far as it shouldn't get wrinkled up as you're holding it under your arm in the bag or so on. Obviously, an area for yamta for whatever, and the person's afraid it shouldn't get stolen. Nobody else should use it. Okay. But now, just simply, I take off my talis, and am I allowed to, and I'm not taking it home, no question about taking it home, and I'm not worried about whereby somebody's going to steal it or somebody's going to use it. I'm leaving it in shul. But my problem is I really don't want it to get, you know, messed up, wrinkled up. By me folding it, is what exactly is the problem, and is that considered preparing for the week or for next week? I'll say, well, it's my Shabbos talis, I'm preparing for next Shabbos. But we've learned in the past, very important to review these halachas, you can't prepare one Shabbos for the next. In other words, I can't do hachana preparation for the week, even if it's for next Shabbos, I can't do that either. I'll do some action this Shabbos for next Shabbos, so Shabbos for Shabbos. What's wrong? No, you can't do for next Shabbos either. If it's not for this Shabbos, even though it's Friday night to Shabbos, that's fine. Shabbos day to Shabbos day is fine. Friday night to Shabbos is fine. But you can't do for this Shabbos for next Shabbos, even though Shabbos is Shabbos. Obviously, and Kal Vachayim, of course, Shabbos is Yom Tov, that goes without saying. So now my question is, I want to fold it up nicely. What do you mean that you're not going to be wearing your talus anymore? Why are you folding it up? That's hachana, that's preparation for the week, that's tircha. Part of it is tircha, so that could be a problem also. So we'll try and get into those various different Shilas questions, which I just mentioned a little bit, and then hopefully we'll lean later from there, unless another subject comes up, which we want to talk about. We'll try and get into, after that, like we said, the B'davidava, Memsechefsecha, where you can read on Shabbos, where you could talk about on Shabbos. And believe it or not, the talking on Shabbos is a major... major thing. I was very interesting. I went to actually, I went somewhere, get a haircut, and the barber happened to have been a frum guy, a nice frum man. So we were talking Hilchas Shabbos a little bit. So he mentions whatever somebody every week. I'm not going to mention who, but somebody every week by the table talks about the bills and paying the bills and how to work with paying the bills. And he gets so upset that it's not really Shabbosic, and is that a real iser to per se? And you know, how do we work with it? As far as paying the bill, they're not looking at the bills. We're not moving the bills, which are mukhsa, obviously. That's also a separate issue. But they're talking about these things, right? So is that, how do we work with that? Is that what type of a iser is that? Is that an iser, or you know, what exactly is the story? So we'll try and get into all those things. But like I said, Bezrus Hashem, hopefully next year, to start some of the halachas of folding items, and not just the talis, but various different items, and how do we work with it? Again, it is part of Tikkun Mana, which is many of the shilas we covered a long time ago. So in any case, those of us who remember, myself, I'm not one of them, but those of us who remember, you know, the nitty gritty, what we got into, it'll be a review. In case not, it's like learning fresh, but we'll try and cover quite a number of more shilas, more questions, which we did not cover that time, which was going back probably about 2 years ago. So it's been a long time since we did it, a year and a half, 2 years ago. And we'll try and look at it from a different angle besides the Tikkun Mana part, which is actually a tolda of Makabe Patish, but we'll try and see the angle of Hachana possibly, which the sugya that we're in, the preparation for the week, how does that fit into the folding of garments or tablecloths or pans or whatever it might be. How does that fit in reference to the halachas of Shabbos? Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Barucha Kol Tuv.